You got a question
Pasco,
about technology?
Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
Yeah, the Adelaide tech guy, just great at what he does. I hate saying that, especially when he's here, because he starts to believe it after all of this time. Richard Pasco, Happy New Year. G'day, Cobber. Nice to catch up. How are you?
Nice to be back this year, Pilko. What a great summer we had, Pilko. Ken Hinckley got an extension on his contract. We could not have asked for a better Christmas present than that.
Here we go. Here we are. First show of the year. And what's he, rather than your computer stuffing up, what's he talking about? Good appointment, Ken Hinckley. Good man. I've never met him. Richard, have you met him? Have you caught up with him and had a conversation?
Briefly once when he was coming off the plane. So, set one up.
Highly regarded down at Geelong. People down at Geelong, even the middle of last year, said, he's a really good appointment, Ken Hinckley. Yeah. Terrific sort of a bloke. A lot of them down at Geelong disappointed to have lost him. So he's got an extension, for the next couple of years, this year and the year after?
2 years, I think, where he's around for 3 years, isn't he now, I think, Josh?
Yeah, good
Which
appointment.
Which is good. All right. Excellent.
Now, you spent part of the... you went up to Port Douglas and caught up with an old cobber of ours, Paul Macon, and his lovely wife, Marion, and they were delighted to see you. Enjoyed your time up there. He's a good bloke, isn't he?
He is a wonderful man, Paul. And so Ralph Hadzik and I flew up there, and Port Douglas is still recovering from us flying up there at the moment.
You took him completely by surprise, I've got to say. He was thrilled when all of a sudden you walked through the door. He thought, oh, God, it's Pasco.
That's it, because he didn't think I was going to roll up for another 8 years. It was a gag we did the week before, so yes, I know it was good. And a lovely, if you've never been to Port Douglas, lovely place to go to as well.
Richard, a couple of questions. How often should you restart your computer, your tablet or your smartphone? Does it need to be done regularly or just every now and again?
Pilko, it does need to be done regularly, so a lot of people ignore it. I actually talked to somebody this morning. They haven't restarted their computer in 4 months. All sorts of issues on there, so I said, restart it. Bring me back if the problem's still there and the problem went away. So, make sure, I always had a bit, once a week, shut everything down, turn the computer right off, turn your smartphone right off and your tablet, start them all up again. It's really good for what ails it. Just
once
like
a
you.
Week.
Once a week. Once, it's like you, we all need to go to bed and we're good the next day when we get up. It's exactly the same for those. It refreshes it and that's what we want.
So, in other words, you don't start it up a few weeks or a couple of months. What happens? Does it lose data or loses power?
It becomes a bit flaky after a while. So, if you've got a problem, those problems can expand on there as well. You can have issues. So, when you start it all afresh, then everything just works that much better.
All right, you've got a question about technology. Here's the opportunity of getting really good advice from the Adelaide tech guy, Richard Pasco. This is from, this is an interesting one, okay. This is from Frank at Croydon. Has Richard heard about Slotomania, an app that supposedly allows everyday people to win whopping progressive jackpots? Slotomania app. Have you heard anything about it at all?
There's lots of those floating around, Pilko.
Yeah.
And what worries me is if you believe you're going to win lots of money on then have we got a block of land to sell you that Toop and Toops wouldn't touch?
Oh, really? Okay. But apparently it's done, according to Frank, it looks very professional.
That's right.
And it supposedly backs it up with previous winners here and overseas. And it's a thing called the Slotomania app.
I mean, encourage anybody to go along and play that. We've got enough problem with gambling and pokies in this country. Rather than you sitting at home and suddenly wasting your money and giving your hard-earned money to overseas in the hope that you're going to win a slot machine on your mobile phone.
Michael at Greenwith, our first caller for the afternoon, first caller for the year at 10 minutes past two. Question for Richard. Hello, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, boys, and what an honour. Thank you.
First one of the year, Michael, and you don't and you don't win anything. Bad luck, Michael.
Oh, okay, thanks, boys. See ya. Richard, I was in contact with you 2 or 3 days ago, and you did reply, I think it was this morning, and I thank you very much for that. But there's something I want to clarify. My question to you was in relation to me receiving on my S9 some 15 to 20 Yep. notifications about 3 days in a row of turn on offline, find my phone.
Yes.
And it was like bordering on harassment. And I went into Telstra. He thought he did it, but there was no joy. I actually come home and started persevering with it. And I've actually closed the account. Samsung's account, which has stopped it. But what's the benefits of it, Richard? I've got the app Find My Device.
So Samsung have probably got what they consider to be a better one, that if you sign up for the Samsung account, it's a lot like Find My iPhone with the iPhone on there as well, that as soon as it hits the internet or Wi-Fi, it's going to ping that location to you. If you've got a Google account out there, you can basically do the same thing, Michael, as well. So, you know, it doesn't matter which one you sign up for. It's about going along and making sure that you, if you do lose your phone, you have some chance of getting it back. And the Samsung account does allow you to back up your iPhone to them as well.
What is the benefit from them in inundating people so much? Because it's obviously going to annoy people. Well, I can't see the benefit of it. What, 15 to 20 a day?
Yeah, I know. They don't think they're annoying people, Michael. That's just it. You're going to do it or not. It's about getting as many names on a database as they can.
But I haven't really done any damage by closing the account, have I?
No,
I
mean, not
I,
at all.
I Google everything.
Good.
You know, everything's backed up and what have you. So,
good.
And I don't intend losing it. That's the other thing. All right, thanks heaps for that. And being the first caller, happy New Year to you both. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay, it's 11 minutes past two from Greenwith. Let's go to Dudley Park this time around. And Pauline from there has given us a call for Richard. Hello, Pauline.
How you going?
Good, Pauline.
Yeah. Look, I've had a Samsung computer, one of the first that come out with the Intel 7.
Right.
And I had to manually take all my stuff off the computer to reset it to factory settings. I've actually sold the computer, but I'm wondering, what about the hard drive?
So when you took all your stuff off there and you reset it back to factory settings,
yep,
on there as well, the hard drive would have been, your documents would have been wiped.
Okay, so I've got no problems then?
No, so they would have had to sign in. There should be, and this is without me seeing it, Pauline. So if you did the Windows 10 factory reset,
yep.
Yep, and it said you're going to give this away to somebody else, that reset?
Yep.
Yep, you're fine, Pauline.
Oh, thank God for that. Okay, thank you.
Just the sigh of relief.
A lot of people panic, Pilco, when you know they're giving a computer away to somebody or they're selling it, that there's going to be some remnant of their documents or photos left behind.
Yeah, right, okay. Let's go to Aberfoyle Park, Richard, and from there, David has given you a ring at 13 past two. Good afternoon, David.
Yeah, g'day, Pilco. Richard, how are you, mate?
Good, David.
This Friday, I'm getting a new Pioneer sound system installed at Tonkin's.
Now, right.
It's coming with Apple CarPlay with wireless.
Good.
Now, how long will the battery last if I use Apple CarPlay wireless usually, if I want to charge it or not? Because I got cut option with using my cable or using wireless or something like wireless.
I plug it in with a USB cable. Then there's always a charge running through it all the time. And I think you'll find you're probably still going to have to plug your cable in, David.
That's right. No, because I wasn't sure how long the battery lasts if I use because when I get it, so I'm actually going to do a little experiment between wireless and see how the battery will last. Usually when I get it done on Friday.
Yep.
I'm not sure how long the battery will last if I do it wirelessly, especially if I use the cable, if I have an option of using the cable or not.
If you had the option of not using the cable, it would drain the battery reasonably quickly because, you know, it's driving down the road, it's pinging all the towers, it's looking at maps when you're driving, all of those sort of things. And they're all battery-intensive things that get used. So I always get my car in the morning, plug it all in, and just away we go. And you don't have to worry then, David.
So you recommend using the USB cable or
the
one in the car?
Yeah, exactly right.
No, thanks, Richard. You have a good afternoon, mate.
So, thanks, David.
You too, mate.
It's a quarter past two. We're talking with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. Yours is a question about technology, and there's always plenty of questions, like this one from Brenton, who's up at Woodcroft with a question for Richard. Hello, Brenton.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you? Happy New Year.
And to you, Brenton.
Richard, I've got an issue with Telstra. I've got a Telstra domain name for my email.
Right.
Now, they're telling me that there's something to do with the server. The POP server doesn't work anymore.
I had to
change across to... Well, they said they were going to do it for me, and I've been paying $12 to $15 per month in my telephone bill for it. But I can't access any of my emails now. It's not letting me... It's asking me to punch in the password, and it's not accepting...
They're going to have to... What sort of computer have you got, Brenton?
I've just got a normal computer, just a Windows computer, Windows 10 on it.
And is it running at the latest Office?
Yes. When you say the latest, yes, it is, yeah, because I've got the Team Viewer.
Teams on there. So
I'm driving all that sort of stuff.
What they're going to have to do, Brenton, is they're going to have to transition that account across. Now, this should have happened months ago. On there. So what you do is you call their support line. They will book a time in with you. Then you'll allow somebody access to your computer. They'll set it all up for you, transition all the old emails across to the new system, which is a lot better, Brendan. I've got to say that right now.
Okay.
And then you should be fine. But you've got to talk to support quickly because you're stretching a friendship there.
Well, the issue is it's talking to somebody from support. They keep putting me through to 1-800 numbers that aren't there, and then I wait on hold for 10 minutes, and it says the offer that you're looking for is no longer available.
When you log on to their when you used to log into the POP online before.
Yeah.
Right. There is a support number in there. Try it at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. All right. Yep. No problem. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Brendan.
We're talking with the Adelaide Tech Guy. His telephone number is 0419. I love the fact that he actually answers his own telephone. Adelaide Tech Guy Richard Pascoe on 0419 829 145. So 0419, then 829 145 for the Adelaide Tech Guy Richard Pascoe. Back in a moment or so. It's nearly 18 minutes past two now.
Look at the head on that. How did you become such a good home brewer?
Easy. I just WEA'd it. Cheers.
Cheers.
With new courses going up every week, you can WEA anything. WEA-SA.com.au.
If you think the only thing better than your Mazda is a new Mazda, now is the right time to upgrade to the next model in the Mazda family. It's a new year, and it's also a great time to take advantage of 2020 plate sales at Mawson Lakes Mazda. We know the only thing more exhilarating than taking a new Mazda for a test drive is taking one home. Mawson Lakes Mazda, just a short drive from the city, Salisbury Highway.
The boys from Toop and Toop, Thomas Crawford and Kirk Fernandez, a couple of the sales team from Toop and Toop, are in that interactive lounge of ours right now. We'll be there until 2:30. So if she's advice on real estate, whether it be, I don't know, the selling of a property, the buying of a property, the renting of a property, perhaps even you're looking for a good landlord to manage that property of yours, get them on the phone and have a talk to them. All of the information is confidential, it's expert, and it's available right now. So if you'd like some advice on real estate, and let's face it, a bit like technology, people are looking for expert advice, it's available in the interactive lounge and will be available until about 2:30 or so. And that telephone number is 8419 1473. That's the interactive lounge number for Toop and Toop, 8419 1473.
Somewhere in Adelaide, there's a particular busy street that will take you to a quiet alley that leads to a hidden gem. A gem filled with retro furniture, a blend of curious customers, and the ever-present aroma of sensational coffee. The street is Prospect Road. The alley takes you to number 118, and the hidden gem is Cafe Komodo. Coffee, cake, cool music, and curious cackles from cafe lovers. Cafe Komodo, 118 Prospect Road. Come and find us.
Did you know that The Reject Shop has many of your favourite brands at Australia's cheapest prices? Like assorted 150-gram bags of Bluebird chips at just $2 each. For the cheapest snacks and groceries, it's got to be The Reject Shop, where we guarantee cheapest prices every day.
An important message from the Victorian Government. To help stop the spread of coronavirus, all residents and travellers wishing to enter Victoria must now apply for a permit. To find out whether you are currently in a red zone, orange zone, or green zone, and what you must do to enter Victoria, visit coronavirus.vic.gov.au. Stay safe, stay open. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
I want to start my own business, but I don't know where to start.
Why don't you WEA it? With new business courses going up every week, you can WEA anything. WEA-SA.com.au.
Scraped your caravan? Walker Crash Repairs, an RAA-approved caravan crash repairer. This is Tony Pilkington.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. It's 20 minutes past two. Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech guy, is with us right now. Richard, a couple of questions. The new Samsung, what's it called? The S21 comes out. When is it? At the end of the month? Is it worth it? And how much are we talking about?
Friday week it comes out, so there'll be three new phones come out as well. If you pre-order them, you get a set of those wireless earbuds that go in your ears, $319. And people should be aware, if they buy one of the new phones, there is no charger in the box this time, so they're following Apple's lead. Even though they made huge fun of Apple when Apple released their iPhones without a charger, Samsung and backpedaled and said, we can save a dollar here as well. Wonderful phones if you're on the Android side. The base model has three cameras in it. Great battery life. It can shoot an 8K video. We don't need 8K video, though, because we haven't got anything to display 8K video, as well as you want to go and buy a very expensive TV. They've got one which is 6.2 inches screen, 6.7 inch screen. The big one is the S21 Ultra on there. It's got a camera lens on the front which is 108 megapixels. It's a superb camera on there as well. 10 times optical zoom. They start at, don't fall off the chair, $1,248 and they go up to $1,944.
And good value at that?
That depends if you've got $1,944 to spend on there as well. But they are, and the reason we bring these up all the time and we bring the top of the range Apple phones is the features on those phones flow down to the lower priced phones throughout the next couple of years. Right. So a lot of the things you see now will start to flow down in that. But if you want a top of the range Samsung phone, this is the one to buy. You wouldn't buy, you know, if you had an S20, you wouldn't go to the S21. If you hadn't had one for, let's say, 3 or 4 years, this will be the phone that you go to now for the next few years.
All right, 23 minutes past two. Richard, a radiation sticker for your phone. Are you serious?
I am, and so are lots of people out there. I don't believe in them at all, and there has been great research in them. They're still floating around at the moment. So what they do is they stick it, they put this little sticker on the back of your phone. And what they'll tell you, Pilco, is it'll give you a better night's rest, fewer headaches, a clearer mind, because you're not getting any radiation out of your phone. Now, there are people that believe all of this out there. Now, it's never been proven, and, you know, they just did some research. The BBC did and tested a whole range of these and found they're absolutely bogus. Out there as well.
Right, oh God.
You know, and if you're concerned about it, I got somebody the other week who said they're really concerned about, you know, holding the phone up to their head, but they always use the earphones and put them straight into their head as well. So wouldn't it just amplify that signal right up into your head as well? Right. So, you know, if it was there in the first place. So, you know, if you get off of those radiation stickers, they really are bogus.
I can remember years ago. Incidentally, you got a question for Richard. There's always questions. Ring us now. A couple of lines available. 8223 0000. Years ago, when microwave ovens were first introduced, and a good friend, I shouldn't name him, Brian Ferrari was one of the first people, old Frazza, and some of the boys, some of the frogs said, "Oh, Fraz, be careful of that because you'll get radiation from that microwave." And the poor old bugger believed it for a couple of years. You know, it just sat there doing nothing.
They do. People do. People believe it. People still believe that, you know, your mobile phone, you know, will give you some sort of radiation out there. But it's all non-ionizing radiation. I had somebody last week who went, you know, "I don't want Wi-Fi in the house because, you know, I might get sick from it." And I said, "Well, if you don't want Wi-Fi in the house, you better get rid of the TV, you better get rid of the radio, because how do you reckon it gets transmitted into your home?"
Yeah, right, okay. This is from Jackie at Edwardstown. "Richard, how often should I change my computer password? And when I do, if I make it complicated, is that better from a security point of view?"
Computer passwords for somebody who's got their computer at home and they log on to it with that. Should really understand it's probably designed to keep the wife off or the husband off or the kids off. That's what it's designed to do, and lock that down. If somebody steals it, I hate to tell people this, it's about a 2-minute job if the crook knows what he's doing to get that password off.
Oh, as quick as that. They're as good as that.
As quick as that. So, you know, it doesn't matter Apple or Windows, it's pretty easy to go along and break that password. So, you know, changing the password, that's great, but it is about to keep your family members off.
But Edwina at Edwina at Auburn, she said, I don't know whether in fact this is a furphy. Are indeed their mobile phone black spots in Adelaide? And if so, how can you find out if indeed your suburb may be one of them?
I'd probably drive through most of Adelaide, and I've got to say it's probably never been better out there as well. Yeah. I mean, if you've got a black spot, ring up and let us know. We would love to know right now if there's a black spot where you can't get reception on there as well. You know, everybody knows I live at Echunga and I drive from Echunga every day. There used to be a spot of about 100 metres where if I were talking to it would drop out. They've even fixed that for it, which is really good. Some of the upper suburbs around Dernan Court, there is no list, I don't think, of black spots, Pilco, but I don't think we've ever had it better as far as reception for telcos is concerned, especially with the 5G rolling out now across Adelaide as well.
Richard, are there any figures available? How much do we actually spend every year on buying apps for our devices? Are there any stats available on that one?
Look, there are. Last year was a record year for spending money on apps. So, you know, we buy an app that does something on the app for our iPhones, for the Google Play Store. You wouldn't believe it, but we actually passed $100 billion in spending on apps for the first time ever. It got passed.
$100 billion? You're talking billion.
Billion dollars.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're an app developer out there and you've got a decent app, you can make some money out of it, but it's a competitive market to go along and do that.
Richard, just finally from Jason at Eden Hills, he said, I keep getting stuff on the mobile. I'm pretty sure that it's a scam. It says that I've won a prize in JB Hi-Fi's New Year draw. They claim that they've written to me and even attempted to phone me a number of times. Surely this can't be rigidage, and should I avoid clicking anything at all?
Well, I hate to tell him, but I actually won that one before. So, yes, I was first on the line. No, it's a complete and utter scam. But I put it up on my Facebook page, and there are probably 30 people replied back and said, we got this as well today, Richard. So text messages, we love clicking on those links when we get them. So, you know, don't go along and click them. I think it's 98% of people will still click links in SMSs. Don't click those links. They're bogus. It's too good.
You've got
to
say though, they look attractive. They look official, and they've got the JB Hi-Fi stuff on it, and the greed kicks in.
It does.
Oh, hang on a minute or so. I did buy something there, a Christmas voucher before Christmas. I'm obviously lucky in the draw.
Yeah, exactly right. But if you click on it, it'll be into your credit card details, and there goes your credit card.
Got it. Okay, Richard, somebody wants to get a hold of you, either on the telephone, a mobile number, and perhaps online. How do they do that?
Head over to adelaidetechguide.com.au or give me a call on 0419 829 145.
Richard Pascoe, look forward to your company at the same time next week.